Hey, it's so nice to see you again. Sorry for the wait. I tried to come over as fast as I could. You look like you've had a long day. Do you want to talk about it? Here, let's sit on the couch. Oh, you have the news on. Oh, hey, shh. Hey, it's okay. Can I turn this off for a little bit? Come here. It's okay. You can cry if you need to. Don't worry about it. I'm here for you. Okay? You're with me now. I've got you. Is there anything you want to talk about? I'm here to listen whenever you're ready. Yeah. You're right. You see all this in the news and Twitter and it feels like you can't escape it. So, being overwhelmed is totally understandable. I can't imagine how stressful this must be for everyone involved right now. But it's okay to just step away for a little bit and give yourself time to recover. You can't take care of others if you can't take care of yourself, right? So, don't feel guilty if you need to turn off the news or put down your phone for a little bit. I know that just stepping away isn't gonna change what's going on, but it's okay to focus on yourself when you feel like you can't take it anymore. Do what makes you happy. Listen to some music. Take a walk. Make your favorite meal. Call a friend. Well, I guess you've taken care of that already. You have to remember to show yourself the love you deserve. So, what else is on your mind? Yeah. God, that's so frustrating. All the silence from your friends or people you look up to, as if everything's fine. Not to mention the people that just completely miss the point of the protests or don't even know why it's needed. But as much ignorance and hate there is out there's always people out there to challenge it, to tell them exactly why they should care. No matter what happens, you all have people on your side. People who know that all lives can't matter until Black Lives Matter. Yeah. It really does seem like this will go on forever. And obviously, what's been happening recently is just the tip of the iceberg. I wonder when this will end, too. When change can finally happen. I guess what keeps me going is the fact that change doesn't happen nearly as fast as it should, but it still does. I think about how there were people in the situation back then, too. People who wouldn't stand for injustice and didn't wait around to be recognized as human beings. They were probably having the same anxieties too, wondering when this will end and if they'll even win. But they did. They fought to be where we are today, and they won. And I know the same will happen now too. It'll be long overdue, but change will happen. How do you feel now? A little better? I'm glad. And I'm glad you called me over here. You know you can always count on me. I'm here for you, no matter what. It's getting pretty late. Did you have dinner yet? No? Well, how about you go get some rest? And I'll cook for you tonight. We can eat and then watch your favorite show for the third time if you want. And if you want me to stay the night, I brought my stuff for that too. You do? Good. I don't ever want you to feel like you're alone, okay? Because you're not. You have me, your family, your friends, and a whole community of allies there for you. You're not alone. We'll get through this together.